Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are finishing up this concept this week that you and I were chosen by God for our motherhood journey. We were chosen by God to mother the specific, unique children we have been given. God is in control of it all. He is sovereign over every bit of it. He is working all things for His glory as He holds all of it together. He is not dismayed, not discouraged by your weaknesses, but instead He is at work in them to cover them and to fill them with His grace so that it is His strength working in you. He is never going to leave you in your motherhood. You cannot get separated from Him in your motherhood. You cannot experience motherhood apart from your Savior. He will never withdraw from you. And this last little piece that puts the icing on the cake, it's like putting the sprinkles on top of the cupcake, is here is where it literally says you have been chosen for this. Because I've had moms when I work with them, and they're like, but where does it say that I was chosen for this? Like, I'm just not convinced. And if the enemy has been slaughtering you with this lie and telling you you're no good, and you've been hearing it for years and allowing it to be just a part of your thinking, then you're going to need to go and do the work of Ephesians 2:10. You're going to need to sit today with the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 2:10. And I want you to stay there until the work is done and you understand how He sees you and how He is for you. But let's look at Ephesians 2:10. We're going to look at a couple of words. We're going to do it really quickly because we actually covered this in the spring in great detail. But we can't walk away from being chosen and called by God without actually seeing the scripture that this says right here. So, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we are His workmanship. That word workmanship means to be a masterpiece, to be carefully designed and crafted. So it echoes back with what we were talking about in Psalm 139, that you were created specifically and uniquely, that God knew exactly what He was doing when He was putting you together, even in your personhood, and then putting your children together in their personhood, and then putting y'all together in your familyhood. He knew. You're His workmanship. But you're also His workmanship, meaning you're His masterpiece in which He has greatly pleased. He is not like, man, I didn't think that was going to turn out quite like it did. That is not what I thought was going to happen. No, that's not His attitude at all. You are His workmanship. Zephaniah 3 says He delights over you. He rejoices over you with singing. You have been crafted by Him, designed by Him to be His delight. But you're also His masterpiece. And then it says, you were created in Christ Jesus for good works. So this is as you are now, because you're His masterpiece, because as a new creation, as a child, a daughter of God, because of what Jesus Christ did for you at the cross, redeeming you, setting you free from the bondage of sin, what has become for you is God has made you into a new creation. And that includes every role you play, everything you do, including your motherhood. And it is for good works. You see, that's how God sees your motherhood, an opportunity for good work. You've been designed to work, to do work for His glory. Why? We talked about this, so that He will be glorified, right? For through Him and by Him and through Him and to Him are all things for His glory forever, including our motherhood. And here we see it in play. You have been created to do good works, that he may be glorified. Not only that, though, and it could, I mean, if that verse stopped there, I mean, that's powerful enough. But the most powerful part is that place on the end that Paul says, he goes, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has been thinking about you from the beginning of time. He's been thinking about your motherhood. He's been thinking about the children you'll walk with. He's been preparing it all out. It's going to be good work for his glory, which means it'll be for your good. We know that from Romans 8. And in that, he has chosen and called you to do that right where you are with the people you're with. For some of us, that's painful and it's hard because it feels like it's a mess. Feels like it's not working right. Feels like we don't like it, maybe. We didn't understand the fullness of it, the magnitude of it, how hard it would be, how much it would consume us. Whatever those, the painful parts, all of that, and we're going to talk about this later, your God is big enough to hold and care for. So today your nugget is this. It's standing on the truth. God, I am your masterpiece. I don't know what that means. But I have a lot of hurt and I have a lot of pain. I have a lot of disappointment and I have a lot of failure and I have a lot of just junk. And I'm going to come boldly into your throne room and I'm going to lay it at your feet. And I'm going to stand approved as a masterpiece. And I'm going to ask you, what do I do next? You see, that's always my question, is when I'm standing in the midst of hard moments in motherhood, returning to this nugget truth of I am chosen for this as his masterpiece to do good works. And he's prepared them in advance that I should walk in them. So the kicker in there is that I should walk in them. I don't know how to walk today, God. I don't know what these good works are. I think I'm messing it up. God, show me. And so we lay all of the junk at his feet. And we stand with our hands empty and our hearts open. And we say, God, show me. Show me what it means today to be your masterpiece doing good works. I want to walk in them. And then we listen. Thank you for coming to the table today. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him. Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.